Greetings from the Pumpkin Patch and welcome, fellow Halloweeniacs, to the Jack-O-Lantern Press podcast on the Weird Network, where we discuss monsters and Halloween. My name's Michael Piccarella.
My name's Tom Piccarella. And we also have...
Joe Piccarella.
That's our dad, Joe Piccarella.
That's
and
right.
It's Monster Monday, when Tom and I and tonight, our dad, briefly profile a monster of the week. I'll give a short history, Tom will share strengths and weaknesses... Our dad might share some memories of seeing the movie or the movies. And then we'll finish by mentioning a few cool items and some media that feature the creature. This Monday's monster...
Who are you?
Igor.
My name is Igor.
So what you heard at the beginning of the show and what you're listening to now... is a clip and some music from the 1939 Universal classic, Son of Frankenstein. And sure, it's a Frankenstein film with Boris Karloff as the monster and Basil Sherlock Holmes Rathbone as Baron Wolf von Frankenstein. And both are amazing in this film. But to me, that movie, Bela Lugosi as Igor, kind of steals the show and is the true, true monster. As we said up front, with us tonight on the podcast is our dad, Joe Piccarella. And Dad, I wanted to ask you, when did you first see Son of Frankenstein? And when you did, what was your impression of the movie? And did you have a similar take on Igor as far as like him stealing the show?
The first time I saw the movie was yesterday.
What? And...
Exactly.
You've never seen...
I couldn't believe it either. So hold on, before we get into that, I just want you to know that I set both of these movies up so that we would,
you know... So Son of Frankenstein and Ghost of Frankenstein.
Yeah, so we did Son of Frankenstein, and I put it on, and Dad was getting excited because Basil Rathbone, who plays Sherlock Holmes, in case people don't know, he was getting excited because he looked, you know, younger, and he's going, who the heck is that? And then all of a sudden he said, oh, that's Basil Rathbone. And I said, what are you talking about? Have you not seen Son of Frankenstein? Excuse me.
Did you and get Dad any said, on you?
Yeah. And Dad said, no, I haven't seen it. So I was a little shocked myself.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy because you introduced us to all the monster movies, you know, especially Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, which is our favorite.
Exactly.
And I'm so surprised you've never seen this.
There were so many Frankenstein movies, okay, that I didn't see all of them. And as they came to notice, you know, over the years, I said, that's another one. Oh, that's another one. And it would just be too much for me to see the same monsters over and over and over all the time. So I just left a lot out.
Did you see Ghost of Frankenstein where Lon Chaney Jr. plays the monster?
I think so.
Well, we watched that last night. So yeah, we watched Ghost of Frankenstein last night with Lon Chaney. And he remembers that one. He just didn't. He didn't remember the Son of Frankenstein.
So what did you think, and what did you guys think of Igor? Like, to me, Igor is the true monster in both movies.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, he had a part in it where everybody was watching him. I mean, let's face it, the monster is walking around, and Igor is doing all the talking. It's like he's running the whole show.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that you couldn't have gotten a better person to play the part than Bela Lugosi because, I mean, he played that part perfect. And he had every type of, I don't even know how to say it, but he just played that part perfect.
He's like this conniving, you know, evil... And he also kind of controls the monster with playing that horn. So he's like controlling the monster to kill and do as he wants.
The one exciting thing about that horn is Igor had it on all the time, even when he was sleeping. It was kind of silly.
Yeah, he definitely, I don't know why he had that thing, but he's probably trying to just make sure that if Frankenstein got out of hand, he could get up and he knew right where that thing was. But it was kind of funny where there was a part in The Ghost of Frankenstein where he was sleeping with that horn.
Yeah, he always had to be in control of that monster at all times. So if, you know, if something were to happen, he has that horn, or no one can take the horn from him, because if he loses that horn, he loses the power over him.
But there is one other thing I wanted to bring up before you actually get into the history of Igor, and that is in The Son of Frankenstein, I still think that is one of the best movies that you could put on if there's a rainstorm or a thunderstorm going on. At the very beginning of that, all that rain and the storms, and even how they did where there's the big window there, and there's the lightning in the back, and they show it. It looked really neat.
Yeah, they did a really good job. When we get our first rain of the season, I typically like to watch Son of Frankenstein. There's something about it. You know, they come off the train, and it's raining, and all the townspeople are there to not necessarily greet Frankenstein, but to meet him and see what his motivations might be, because the whole town's afraid that he's going to, you know, create a monster again that hurts the townspeople. So yeah, it's a very cool atmospheric film. And yeah, it has Boris Karloff in it as the monster again. You have Sherlock Holmes as the doctor, but I think there's something Bela Lugosi did with that character that is just so creepy that I kind of wonder. I was going to ask you, Dad, what you thought of it when you saw it, assuming you would have seen it as a kid, but I guess you hadn't seen it, so I guess we won't know what you thought of it when you were a kid.
No, actually, it was all new to me. I didn't... I think the most important part of that movie was you-know-who wanted to be in the monster's body. And the way it ended, that he lost, you know, Igor lost his eyesight, that was really a shock. That is how a movie should end, you know, not that, oh, he's going to be dead sometime, but it really blew it, so everybody could say that's good, you know? The bad guys got lost.
Right, right.
Well, there's one other thing that I wanted to bring up just for our audience to understand here, too, on Igor. I mean, obviously, there's a million different Igors out there, and the one that we're going to focus on this episode is obviously the Bela Lugosi Igor.
Right.
And even when I go into like the powers and abilities, which there aren't many, we're still focusing primarily on the Igor out of the Son of Frankenstein and the Ghost of Frankenstein.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of where I focused on. I didn't go into, you know, other Igors from other films or other media and whatnot. So yeah, that's kind of where I stayed as well. So, okay, well, you guys ready to get into more Igor-y detail?
Yeah, let's jump in.
All right, well then, without further ado, let's go ahead and dig in.
They hanged me once, Frankenstein. They broke my neck. They said I was dead. Then they cut me down.
Hanged you? Why did they hang you?
Because I stole bodies. They said.
Yes. Well, what are you doing here?
They threw me in here long ago. They wouldn't bury me in holy place like churchyard. Because I stole bodies. They said. So? Igor is dead.
All right, so there's not like a ton of backstory that I could find on this Igor, but there's a great article that I read from when we did our Monster Monday on Frankenstein's Monster, which goes into how Igor actually became the Frankenstein monster. And I think this article gives a good history of Igor as a monster. as he becomes a monster. So this article can be found on UniversalMonstersUniverse.com, and it comes from December 24th, 2020, and it's called Igor, In Defense of Old Igor and the Argument for Being a Universal Monster by Ansel Farah. So to begin with, Farah comes out in this article with the claim that Igor, as portrayed by Bela Lugosi, is a true universal monster. And he writes, "We need to start thinking of him as such. To many monster fans, Igor is not a monster. And in fact, I was looking in my Encyclopedia of Monsters. It's by Jeff Rovin. And Igor is not even in that book."
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. So it's spelled two different ways. So in these movies, the Son of Frankenstein and Ghost of Frankenstein, it's spelled Y-G-O-R. But in some cases, it's I-G-O-R. And neither spelled either way is not in this book, which I thought was really surprising. Which
That is ridiculous, since he is a pinnacle piece to... I mean, if you think he's been the assistant with both Dr. Frankenstein and Dracula. So how they could not have him as a monster?
I guess because they just consider him to be human. But that's what I like about this article. So he really is making the case for him being a monster. But yeah, he's... I think what most people say is he's human. Yeah, he stole bodies for Dr. Frankenstein's experiment, and he's ugly and all that, but he's human. But this guy, Farah, he builds a case in his article using evidence from 1939's Son of Frankenstein, 1942's Ghost of Frankenstein, and also 1943's Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, which I'll get into why that film has evidence in just a bit. So... even he claims, that the author of this article, that Igor, the broken-necked, horn-playing, hunchback blacksmith who once stole bodies, they said, owns the film. Farah writes, "His character's arguably the sidekick, but he walks away a new icon. This is both an equal testament to Lugosi's skills and director Rowland V. Lee purposely building up the role just for Bela, keeping him on the film every day despite the frugal Universal." Now, Igor as a monster, according to the article, goes as follows. "When one considers Igor's role in the film Son of Frankenstein, he is the driving, manipulative force of the entire film. It is he who manipulates Wolf von Frankenstein into reviving the monster. It is he pulling all the strings of control, both at the castle, in the village with the burgomasters, and with the monster himself. He is the true villain of the piece. Bela's Igor carries over into Ghost of Frankenstein, where he's equally manipulative and famously ends up becoming the monster at the climax, his brain transplanted into the monster's hulking form. What a jaw-dropping moment that was for me as a kid," Farah writes, "when Lon Chaney Jr.'s monster stood up and Bela's voice shouted out from his lips, 'I, Igor, will live forever.' Igor technically continues to be the monster in the game-changing Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, hence Bela's casting as the monster. Had Bela's lines not been cut from the release print, it would further reinforce Igor's continued presence, even if he never referred to himself as formerly being Igor." So yeah, I guess there was dialogue in Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman from the monster, but they cut it out. So then, yeah, his dialogue would have reminded of his blindness, which occurred at the end of Ghost of Frankenstein, and explained the monster's now iconic lumbering walk. And Igor is technically trapped within the body of the monster in the Monster Rally film House of Frankenstein and House of Dracula, dormant on a slab till their fiery conclusion. As for where Igor comes from, like I said, I don't have much history for that, at least as far as this particular Igor played by Bela Lugosi goes, though the movies indicate the following sequences as described by Farah in his article. An angry mob killed him, they hung him and broke his neck, They said he was dead, and then they cut him down. Wolf von Frankenstein shot him again, and he was dead. He still played his horn when they blew up the castle, and he was crushed behind Sir Cedric Hardwicke's laboratory door. They said he was dead, and then they took his brain. They put it in the monster where he might have the strength of 100 men, and then he could not see. He was frozen in ice, revived twice, burned down the house, sank into some quicksand, was revived again, and set it all on fire once more. So if that's not a monster, you know, I don't know what is. So that's what I have as far as history of Igor.
Let's come to the actual positive emotion. Most of that movie was based on Igor. A lot of people say, oh, well, he's just another guy. But you stop and think. He maneuvered everything. He was totally positive of everything. And nobody knew what the hell was going on.
Yeah, and I feel like the movie's really about him becoming the monster. I mean, both movies, Son of Frankenstein and Ghost of Frankenstein, it seems like both of those movies are really about him becoming that monster. And it is interesting, like the article says, it's interesting that in Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, Bela Lugosi plays the Frankenstein monster. So it's almost like the brain inside the monster gives that monster the Bela Lugosi attributes. So it's kind of cool when you think about it. That he really did, that monster really is Igor.
Let me tell you, if it weren't for Igor, you'd have a nothing movie. You'd just have a guy walking around killing people. Where do I go from here? They can't figure anything out. But you have Igor handling the thing to the point he was taking care of everything all by himself and saying, hey, do this, hey, do that, and so on and so forth. And you stop to think about it. Without him, okay, it would not have been that exciting.
Well, yeah. I mean, I even think, too, that Igor, he was the orchestrator of everything. So
yeah, Igor made Sherlock Holmes bring the monster,
yeah,
give the monster
much.
Energy. Yeah, because Sherlock Holmes wasn't going to do that.
So let's go into powers and abilities, because this is I don't have a ton, so we could have somewhat of a discussion on this. I mean, the only real power that I see Igor having, I mean, you could say he's immortal, because one, they hung him; he was presumed dead, but then he came back to life. But they said he wasn't dead. So if you want to put that aside and say, okay, well, you know, he never really died from the hanging. However, Basil Rathbone, which I'm going to refer to him as, I think it was Wolf in the Son of Frankenstein, but he shot him, and then in the Ghost of Frankenstein, he came back to life, and, you know, and then he got transplanted into Frankenstein's head. So you could take all of the powers that we've had in our past episode with Frankenstein, put that into Igor, because Igor is now the monster.
Essentially, yeah. He has those powers, yeah.
Obviously, he has massive strength, even if you take it outside of Frankenstein, you know, the monster, and just Igor had some pretty good strength. Plus, if you reference... I know we said we were going to stick to the Igor on Son of Frankenstein and Ghost of Frankenstein, but if you look at any of the other, you know, characters, you know, he's carrying, Dracula's coffin, and he always has, you know, some crazy strength.
Well, I mean, also, if he's digging up bodies regularly, he's got to pull a body from 6 feet underground, pull that out.
Well, that too. And then I think probably his strongest ability, if you look at it this way, is persuasion. Because like Dad was saying, he's the one who made everything happy. He's the one who convinced, you know, Basil Rathbone into bringing the monster back. Even in the Ghost of Frankenstein, he convinced the doctor there, the other doctor, to transplant his brain into the monster. So his persuasion is above all, you know, probably higher than everybody else, which means he was smart. And then if you look at like Van Helsing, the movie in 2004, they had something where they call it an electric pike. It came off of one of the fandom websites. I don't know what that means. And I was trying to think, you know, about that movie, but I don't know what power that was. But also, it was funny, they put in there, in this article, they put expertise in torturing others, which was, I thought was kind of funny. He always, you know, makes sure to follow Dracula's plans if you're looking at Igor and other movies. But, you know, even in this movie with Bela Lugosi, Igor is putting through his plan as well as making the doctors feel like their plans are getting put through. So, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have tons of powers and abilities, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, that's what I had for his powers.
I mean, you're looking at a guy with a high IQ. He knows exactly how to do it and how to finagle things into what he wanted. And if you pay attention to what was going on, his words, and how he was dealing with the other people, he's really handling the whole situation, and he got what he wanted, except he was blind.
Well, and then he got burned at the end, and then, you know, that ended the movie. But, I mean, Frankenstein gets burned in every movie, so I don't think he's really dead.
Yeah, he keeps coming back in all the films. I mean, he even returns in Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he burns in that one, too.
They burnt him multiple times. And I'm wondering if you thought about when they were trying to destroy the Frankenstein monster, they said that they had to, you know, instead of put him back together piece by piece, they needed to take him apart piece by piece. I wonder if that would actually work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you shred something up, that thing's not coming back to life.
No, I mean, I don't even know how it's coming back to life after fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the werewolf would have destroyed, he would have just destroyed. I mean, I guess you could assume that, you know, before the werewolf tore him to shreds and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman, you know, the whole place, you know, broke down, and yeah, the whole, you know, the bodies just went wherever the water pushed them away from each other, and you know, that's when they got frozen and whatnot. But yeah,
and so even in just to move on to something that I thought was neat with this Igor monster is I found a link, or we'll put the link in the show notes, but I found a t-shirt on Amazon. It's called Universal Monsters Men's Igor T-shirt for $20.99. And it's actually a color t-shirt that has Igor on it, and the Bela Lugosi Igor, and it looks pretty neat.
It's pretty awesome. It is crazy how there's this kind of resurgence you know, with Igor, because so there are a couple other things, so and I'll add these links as well. There's an action figure of Igor called Son of Frankenstein, which you could, I mean, sorry, called Igor from Son of Frankenstein. It's the Bela Lugosi one. It's not the greatest action figure. If you search for Igor, Son of Frankenstein action figure, you could find some other more detailed figures, but they're much more expensive because I think they were probably a limited release. But there is one that you could get for $17.40 on Amazon. It's a little like Star Wars action figure sized figure. Let's see, how tall.
Yeah, that one's neat.
It's fun. I mean, it's cool. The artwork, the packaging is really cool. But then there's also a an Igor mask. Did I send you that link, Tom?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay, so hang on. I'm going to send it to you right now. So there's an Igor mask. and it's the Bela Lugosi Igor. It doesn't say which film it's from. Okay, here it comes. But it's kind of neat. I think it's a plastic mask, you know, with the little band around the back that goes around the back of your head. And I think most people would have no idea what that is.
Probably send this to me.
Yeah, but it's cool. Like, if you have the packaging, you know, it says Bela Lugosi is Igor, and you see his face and all. So it's kind of cool. You know, if you're into it, you know, and you're collecting all this, you know, it's something cool to have.
Hey, look at that. Look at that shirt that guy has on in that picture. I wonder where he got that. It's a yellow shirt. You definitely should link this in the show notes so that people could see it.
Which one?
But so that the mask that you just sent, if you click that link, uh-huh. It's retro. What is it? A-G-O.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah, down. Oh wow, look at that shirt. Oh,
I wonder where he got that one. That one's neat.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. I actually like that one better.
And he's holding the picture.
That's snazzy.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I like that shirt a lot. Yeah, so if you look at the images in the mask, there's like different images of the mask. It's one of them with that shirt.
Yeah, that shirt, I would buy that one in a heartbeat. I actually like that one better than the one I found. If anybody, when they're listening, if they go to this link and they find that shirt, send it to us. Send us the link so that we could see that, or we could see where to get it, because that's a neat shirt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'll check myself, you know, when we're done recording and see if I could find it. If I do find it, I'll put it in the show notes. Also, I'll put the link to that article that I was referencing earlier. I'll put that link in the show notes as well so people could check that out. But if you're in Transylvania and you're looking for Igor, then you're going to want to go to the Mad Science District, where he continues to steal bodies and help bring these corpses to life in the labs there. And if you want to know how to get to the Mad Science District, then you're going to need to get our book, Transylvania Traveler, which you could find at jackolanternpress.com. That book is a travel guide to and through the monster universe. And so, yeah, you're going to need that to survive. Otherwise, you're not going to get very far. But yeah, that's everything that I had. Was there anything else that you guys had before we call it a night?
No, I think we're good, unless you have something, Dad.
Yeah, I want that shirt. And, you know, let me tell you something. Pay attention. Yellow always stands out.
They say it's the first color the eye sees, which is why taxi cabs and school buses are yellow.
That's true. That's very true.
That's why yellow, too.
In my day, even the white was put in the middle of the streets, you know, the double run. Then people all of a sudden said, you know, hey, we got to put yellow there, and you could see it better in the dark. And I got to tell you something. They put yellow in rooms, you know, where you're going to go to the bathroom and so on and so forth. And that's to get people to notice that and get the heck out of there fast.
That yellow in bathrooms?
That's right.
Where's there yellow in bathrooms?
Not in people's homes, but in businesses.
Like, you mean where, like, I work, paint the walls yellow?
They paint the walls yellow. It was a process that they came up with that said people won't delay and dilly-dally in the men's room or the women's room. They see the yellow and they run out.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Huh. It was a process made somewhere in the 1970s.
Huh. Interesting. Well, there you have it. All right. Well, anything else, guys?
Nope, that'll do it.
Yeah, I could go for a good scotch right now.
Well, on that note, that is going to do it for this episode of the Jack Lantern Press podcast. For more about the monster universe and the monster revolution that's upon us, go to jackolanternpress.com. There you'll also find our book that I was talking about, Transylvania Traveler, which again is a humorous travel guide to and through the monster universe. Those looking to tell us what's on your mind, call our pumpkin hotline and leave a message with any questions, suggestions, or your impressions of the show at 323-761-0276. And if you enjoy the show, please give us a rating and a review. It's a big help for the podcast, and we'd greatly appreciate it. As always, thank you for joining us, and we'll meet up again soon in the pumpkin patch.
Who am I? You are Dr. Frankenstein.
And you are?
You are Dr. Kettering. I am not Dr. Kettering. I am Igor.
What have I done?
I'm Igor. I have the strength of 100 men. I cannot die. I cannot be destroyed. I, Igor, will live forever.
I've created 100 times the monster that my father made.
Homer, this is your work.